and welcome to the broadcast. This is number 8 in our series in the book of Ephesians. We're going to be looking in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Have your Bible ready. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 15, Paul said, I heard of your faith. Paul heard about that. People were talking. People are talking today. What are they saying about us? There's a very arresting question. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you let him have his way with thee?
Live for Jesus and be always pure and good. Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. Him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true in providential test? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee.
Well, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 15, Paul said, I heard of your faith. He heard of some Christians back there who were letting God have his way with them. He said, I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love that they had unto all the saints. Now, first of all, as we said in our last program, the phrase the faith is in the Bible 42 times. The phrase your faith is in the Bible 24 times. And so what the whole purpose of this book of Ephesians is, and much of the Bible, the purpose there is to get us as Christians to make the faith our faith. The faith needs to be your faith. And then your faith, what you believe, will dictate how we behave. And so he says, I heard of your love unto all the saints. Love, is that word is found 14 times in the book of Ephesians. And the word faith, what we believe, faith and love are found 3 times in Ephesians, and we'll see that as we go through this book. So he said, I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He said, I make mention of you. Now, if you read the first part of the book of Ephesians, you see this book is written to the saints. Some books like 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, that are written to the pastor. This book is written to the saints. That would include the pastor, of course, but it's written to Christians in general. He said to those Christians in general, I heard of your faith and your love. And he said, I make mention of you in my prayers. In Romans chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, he said, God is my witness that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. When he wrote to the pastor in 2 Timothy 1, verse 3, he said, I thank God with a pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. And went on to say, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, what he believed. Then Philemon chapter 1 and verse 4, Paul said, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. And notice it says here, all saints. Ephesians 1 and 15, he says, I know about your faith in the Lord and your love unto all the saints. Down here in Philemon, he says, I heard about your love and the faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Some saints are not easy to love. It's easy to love Christians who are doing everything we want them to do. But when they attack us, when they start treating us like a lot of people who call themselves Christians treat the Lord, how do we love them? The love of the Lord doesn't change. There's nothing we can do to make him stop loving us. And there should be nothing that people can do if we're going to have a Christ-like love that would make us stop loving Christians. And so he's giving these people, he's not only encouraging them, but what's happening here, because they're good living Christians, he's praying especially for them because he knows they'll be under attack. Well, we get in this next portion of scripture. He says in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, and he's going on to mention what he wants God to give them personally. That word you is in the book of Ephesians 20 times. It's very personal. He said, I'm praying that God will give unto you, number one, the spirit of wisdom. Number two, the revelation of the knowledge of him. Number three, in verse 18, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Number four, that ye may know the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And then down in verse number 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. And so all of these things Paul is saying, that I'm praying that God would give it unto you. Once again, let's make it personal, that we would have the spirit of wisdom, the revelation and the knowledge of him, that our understanding would be enlightened, that we would understand the hope of his calling, and that we would know the greatness of his power to usward who believe. Again, now, he said, I'm praying for you. This power is for usward. This is something that is at our disposal. And so let's make this message and song a reality in our lives. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.